The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Button.
Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
A suspected Chinese surveillance balloon hovering over the northern United States for days.
The United States government has detected and is tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon that is over the continental United States right now.
Shoot it!
The balloon seen here, flying over Billings, Montana, where it forced a ground stop at the city's airport, halting all commercial and general aviation flights in order to clear the airspace. It's roughly the size of three buses, with a technology bay attached beneath it, believed to be carrying high-resolution cameras, according to a senior U.S. official. Sources describe it as an aircraft designed to travel in a purposeful path, one that includes a number of sensitive U.S. sites.
These are balloons that can be used for surveillance, for Earth observation, but they can also be used for military purposes.
In this case,
perhaps the Chinese were looking to collect high-fidelity imagery of sensitive U.S. sites, or they may have been intercepting communications. But they also could have been testing U.S. air defenses.
A senior defense official saying they are confident the balloon was sent by the Chinese government. And this isn't the first instance this has happened in recent years.
Once the balloon was detected, the U.S. government acted immediately to protect against the collection of sensitive information.
This morning, the Chinese government cautioning against what they describe as hype, claiming they're still gathering facts. The Pentagon, now closely tracking the balloon, says it currently poses no physical threat to civilians, commercial aviation, or U.S. military assets.
Shoot it!
Still, on Wednesday, defense officials say, as a precaution, the U.S. Air Force mobilizing F-22 fighter jets in case the order was made to shoot down the balloon.
Shoot it!
Contrails seen here in this image.
It may have been possible for the U.S. Air Force to shoot this balloon down,
but
that also raises a risk. And that risk is if the missile misses or even if the missile hits the balloon, it could send hot shrapnel down on civilian areas anywhere in Montana.
Well, U.S. officials noting that the path the balloon appears to be taking flies directly over at least some sensitive U.S. sites, including one of three nuclear missile silo fields in the nation at Malmstrom Air Force Base here in Montana.
Shoot it!
I mean, where are those Jewish space lasers? Shouldn't they have taken that thing out by now? Come on, it looks like target practice to me.
Yeah, well, I thought at first it was like, you know, something that I let go when I had my birthday, you know, celebrate a Mylar, but it didn't say happy birthday Randy on it, and didn't say happy 65th birthday Randy on it, and then I really would have wanted it shot down because I don't want people to know that I'm 65, you know what I mean? But, you know, if you're going to have a spy balloon, wouldn't you want it to be, blue? Why make it bright white and three buses? You know what I'm saying? I mean, wouldn't like sky blue be a better choice if you were going to try and blend? Now, you know you're in the military when you start referring to a balloon as an inflatable and you start finding yourself saying things like high fidelity communications or today's, weather balloon, tomorrow's cruise missile. You know, there's something wrong with you. But, you know, the right wing, they just want to shoot things. They just want to shoot everything. I mean, they are literally having a child. They are literally giving birth on the internet to new and improved conspiracy theories. I'm surprised that Marge hasn't called it a Jewish space laser. I really am. I'm sorry. All they're saying is, you know, Biden is so lame. He can't even shoot a balloon. It's a balloon, everybody. But they abruptly canceled this visit that was on the calendar. It was scheduled, you know, that the Secretary of State was, Blinken, was going to go to China And then there was a suspected spy balloon, and all bets are off, you know? So it's really serious. The balloon is a serious thing. And balloons are hardly ever serious. But this one is a serious, serious balloon. And if you can't make yourself take it seriously, then call it an inflatable. Why Montana? Why Montana? It's home to many sensitive missile locations. You know, I mean, that's what the satellites are for. You know, they have Chinese satellites up there, everybody. We have them up there, too. Elon can't stop, ejaculating satellites. He can't put them up fast enough. I mean, this is what the young people do now. So, I mean, honestly, wouldn't you want to disguise it as a regular balloon? Wouldn't you want to just put on it World's Best Dad? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't you try and disguise it? So here's the thing. I want to know what's in it, okay? That's just me. That's just the nature of being me. That's just the nature of having a curious mind, which, by the way, will save you. It will save you from this malaise that, the Republicans are in. Asking questions, being curious is a really good thing. And so I would like to know what's in the balloon. I would like to know what's in the cargo bay of the balloon. Wouldn't you like to know? I would like to see whatever it is that they felt compelled to fly. Now, just to be crystal clear about how much I do understand about balloons, this one is maneuverable. Okay, that's kind of creepy, meaning it's not just floating up there. It's not just making its way from the, Chinese landmass over the Pacific, over the Aleutian Islands, into Canada, down to Montana, and, you know, heading east because of the jet stream. That is not happening. It is a maneuverable thing. Somebody is actually driving it, which is, suspicious, let's say. It's a little problematic.
If the Chinese were smart, right, they'd say, oh, you got us. You got us. Our giant bright balloon. That's the best spy technology we got, kids. Sleep tight. Sorry. You got us, you rascals.
Well, there's idiots out there that do probably think that that's the best spy technology they have, which, you know, most people, I will just say, and almost everyone to a person in this audience knows, is complete crud, right? I mean, everyone in this audience understands that there are satellites up there that do all kinds of interception, that there are satellites up there that are doing all kinds of surveillance, that are doing all kinds of listening. And then, of course, there's DirecTV. Do you know what I'm saying? There's, like, good satellites, too. So you have your good satellites, you have bad satellites. I mean, with this audience, I don't even think we need to, explain it. The thing is, like if you were a Chinese person, if you were Qi, okay, if you were a Chinese dictator, if you were a Chinese autocrat, okay, you would know that you had satellites up there that are capable of intercepting just about anything that you would want intercepted. And then if you needed a closer look at America's secrets, all you have to do is go to Magaloco. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so why go to all this trouble of a maneuverable, drivable balloon and not paint it blue with a big banner that says happy 65th birthday, Randy, to confuse and confound? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you could just break into, just to be even here, you could break into Joe's garage. Right. Joe's garage. It's so Zappa. You know, it's just so amazing. So, of course, the Chi-Coms are telling us that it's a Chinese weather balloon that got blown off course. Well, we know that that's not true, okay? They know that that's not true. They would have known, too, as soon as, you know, the balloon was able to take clear pictures of the ground and not Chinese smog, they would have known that it went awry. They would have known that it had deviated from the course that they had set for it. But, you know, the right wing, all they want to do is shoot it. That's it. That's all they want to do is shoot stuff, shoot it. Why? Why would you want to shoot it down? I mean, I don't understand. You know, maybe there's a tail hook on it. We could do, you know, some sort of a retention wire, you know, and just bring it on in and have a little look-see. No, shoot it. You need to shoot it. And you know that they want to shoot stuff because did you see this this story that, I mean, it's creepy, okay? It's creepier than the balloon. So the Republicans in the House are now wearing, instead of American flag pins, they're now wearing AR-15 pins. They're now wearing pins in the shape of semi-automatic weapons. I swear to God. Even George Santos is wearing an AR pin because he doesn't want to be known as a psychopathic liar. He wants to be known as a potentially violent psychopath. See what I mean? Yeah, and yesterday, oh my God, there was a debate about guns in the House.
All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Yes.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
The Second Amendment is absolute and it's here to stay. A recent report states that Americans own 46% of the world's guns. I think we need to get our numbers up, boys and girls.
Oh my God.
Some sick, you know what? Hi again, everybody. It's 5 o'clock in New York. We show you that sick statement because that, ladies and gentlemen, is today's Republican Party in these United States of America. That specifically is who has been elevated within Kevin McCarthy's GOP as it now holds the majority in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Oh, God.
That was Congresswoman Lauren Boebert who made those appalling comments on the House floor hours after a heated debate took place among members of the House Natural Resources Committee. It's a committee she serves on. In the committee's first meeting of the year, Democrat Jared Huffman of California proposed an amendment that would prohibit lawmakers from carrying guns in its hearing room. He noted that the Republican-controlled Rules Committee removed the provision Democrats had put in place for the previous 2 years that banned firearms in hearing rooms and committees. Lauren Boebert called the amendment a political stunt while reiterating her desire to have a loaded gun on her in the Capitol. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez told Axios this, quote, "It's all extremely concerning. I sit on that committee with a man who threatened to kill me," she said, referring to a video posted by Representative Paul Gosar, who denied it was meant as a threat. Their reassurances that they don't want to hurt members, frankly, are, I think, quite empty. They have stoked an environment that is unsafe, she said. The amendment failed in a party line vote.
Great.
Meanwhile, the State of the Union is less than 1 week away, and Congressman Huffman, along with 13 other Democrats, sent a letter to House and Senate leaders expressing urgent concern about the safety and security of those in attendance.
Oh, my God. So next week is the State of the Union, where you will have not just the President of the United States, not just the entirety of the House of Representatives, not just the entirety of the United States Senate, but you will also have the President's Cabinet and the entire Supreme Court assembled under one roof, and they want guns. And they took the magnetometers down. You know, they took the, it's one of the first things that was done when Kevin McCarthy was elevated to Speaker of the Crazy House. It was to take down the metal detectors, okay? So, you know, hey, let's take them down at airports because we're going to need them to put them up in schools, right? Let's recycle. It's just such a sick country. This is so twisted. But everybody, you know, who gives a damn about the continuation of government, the continuity of government in these United States, is like, why would they do this ahead of the State of the Union address? Why are they taking the mags down? Why are they insisting that they are all armed? Why are they wearing AR-15 pins on their lapels? I mean, could we just, you know, get it over with and take the AR-15? The AR-15 pin says, you know, I wanna kill. No, well, I guess a swastika says, I wanna kill. An AR-15 pin says, I will kill. Do you see? I mean, just get it over with already. Just let them, you know, have their day at the OK Corral there and, you know, let them open fire on each other. This is real sick and twisted stuff, but they are in love. They are in love with bullets. They are in love with weapons. They are in love with, you know, guns. They're in love with them. They want them everywhere. And what's really crazy is after this debate yesterday, and there really was a debate on the Natural Resources Committee. The natural resource. I mean, they're supposed to be talking about water and air and, you know, natural gas. And they were talking about guns as if it was our greatest natural resource. Lauren Boebert was on the floor yesterday saying that the United States of America, which is 4% of the population in the world, owns 46% of the world's guns and that we need to get our numbers up, boys and girls. That was her. That's what she said. And she wants guns in the hearing room. She wants guns in the committee room. She wants guns on the House floor. She wants guns everywhere. I mean, what could go wrong? What could happen? So I'm just going to play you a little bit of the mashup of the debate that they had in the House yesterday so you can see what the conversation sounded like.
How many members feel like they would need to carry a weapon into our committee hearings? Got
I
one.
Feel I need one everywhere here. There everywhere? Is oftentimes we are sure. harassed in the hallways. We walk alone.
The gentleman has harassed.
And just how? And would those be loaded weapons, presumably?
Not an unloaded weapon.
Okay, that's helpful to know too.
Oh my God.
And of course, we heard reference to the fact that this amendment is not necessary because the rule prevents taking armed weapons around the Capitol and into the House chamber. But we know there are members across the aisle who have tried to take loaded weapons into the House chamber.
On January 6th, I was following House rules. There's three places where members of Congress cannot carry a firearm. One of them is the House floors, and I was abiding by those rules. And when I heard those doors shaking, I didn't know what was on the other side. And it was the first time in many, many years that I have been unprotected, that I was disarmed, not unarmed, disarmed, because I was not allowed to possess my firearm. Capitol Police officers didn't have enough help. Thank God there were members who had their firearms anyway in the House chambers and were helping Capitol Police. And Capitol Police were grateful for their assistance because they were outnumbered.
She's freaking out of her mind, okay? She's suggesting that she would have shot the insurrectionists. She's suggesting that had she had a gun that day, she would have protected the Capitol from her people who were literally climbing through broken windows to get at other members of the House. I mean, she's delusional. If I don't want to show it, and I'm not going to show it, because if I show it, my video will be age restricted. You know why? Because it's violent. It's violent what happened at the Capitol. And when you show video of what happened at the Capitol, you on YouTube become age restricted because it's so violent. So I'm not going to show it, but I will tell you that if you want to see what really happened at the Capitol that day, go ahead and Google Ashley Babbitt. Go ahead. And you will see that right behind Ashley Babbitt were very, very heavily armed police officers. Very heavily armed Capitol Police with long guns, semi-automatic long guns, with high-capacity magazines. And you know, when Ashley Babbitt was shot, the man who was protecting the Capitol, the police officer inside the chamber, he actually showed his gun to those protesters for a very long time. It's not like he whipped it out and just shot. No, he pulled his gun out, and the people that were breaking the windows, the people that were just smashing on the windows, they actually, you can hear them say, there's a gun, he has a gun. So they saw the gun, and they were not deterred. They kept on going, they kept on banging, they kept on breaking the glass, breaking the windows. And when Ashley Babbitt climbed up a broken window section to jump on through, that's when the weapon was discharged. And then you can clearly see that there were multiple police officers right behind where she was standing with long guns. And they weren't doing jack crap to protect the Capitol. Nothing at all, okay? And they didn't render aid to Ashley Babbitt either. You know, you want to have a serious conversation about what went wrong that day, start there. But what is wrong with her? And by the way, they won the right to bring the guns.
Call in Connect. To speak to Randy, call 561-270-3844. 561-270-3844.
Does the chair believe that members of Congress should be able to bring firearms into the Natural Resources Committee or not?
The Natural Resources Committee.
The chair believes that members of the Natural Resources Committee should follow the House rules and the guidance by
yes,
the Capitol
and
Police.
The House rules, members have different interpretations of what those rules are. I need to know, for a sense of my own personal safety, what your interpretation of the House rules are as it pertains to this issue.
I believe that would be a question you should take up with the House Administration Committee, and they do have a Members' Day as you all
condescending.
I just wonder if the gentleman from California or the gentlelady from New York has reason to believe that there is a homicidal maniac amongst us. If they do, they probably would have brought a gun into this room, whether or not there is a law. And I would challenge them right now to present their evidence, name the names, and present the evidence before such a catastrophe confronts us.
Will the gentleman yield?
Yes.
Thank you. You know, I believe it's a miscarriage.
Courtesy, by the way, you didn't give me, but go ahead.
It's a mischaracterization. While I am not here to impugn the character of any individual member of this committee, I do believe that the performance demonstrated has shown a...
Who do you not trust to bring a firearm...
He's sitting next to Paul Gosar.
...into a committee room or anywhere else in
I believe that from what I've witnessed, the competence... Huh. of some members may be something that I would be willing to question.
I think you should give
Thank
us
you.
Names before the sun goes down, because we're all in great danger if you're correct. But if you're going to name names, I'd like you to present the evidence as well. And if not, then we should draw our own conclusion.
He's sitting next to Paul Gosar, a person whose own family has said he's a sociopath. A person whose own family has said he's unhinged. He should not be in Congress, let alone armed in Congress, okay? This is a man who threatened AOC's life prior to this hearing at the Natural Resources Committee, where they think that what they're supposed to be doing at the Natural Resources Committee is debating whether or not you can bring a gun to work in Congress.
She was being completely reasonable and even keeled. His tone was so dismissive, so condescending, while sitting next to Gosar, who has threatened her life. It's unbelievable.
This is Tim Gosar, Paul Gosar's brother.
Here's Tim Gosar's brother, Director Brennan, describing, he doesn't use the word homicidal maniac that he is, but he does use the words dangerous, unhinged, and reckless to describe Congressman Paul Gosar, who threatened Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I don't try to choose my words loosely. I believe he's dangerous, unhinged, mm-hmm. and is reckless, and is somebody that, as we've, and I've said before, needs to not only be censored, but he needs to be expelled. And if at the end of that process, if he gets expelled and criminal charges are warranted, then criminal charges should be brought as well.
So, Director Brennan, that was Paul Gosar's brother, who I had never met before. I have no idea what political party he associates with. But after Paul Gosar sent out a video with an animated cartoon of him killing Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, it was Paul Gosar's own family members who spoke out and tried to warn the country about their brother. And again, he said he didn't choose his words loosely, so I'll repeat them. Quote, I believe he is dangerous, unhinged, and reckless.
This is his own family. And, you know, the reason why she was so careful, Brett, just so you know, the reason why she was so tentative about naming a name is because she's not allowed to name a name. You cannot disparage a member of Congress in Congress. So she was very aware of the rules, following the rules, which say that you can't disparage a member. And that is why she was so tentative. And this man, who was being so condescending and so, disrespectful of her concern that she is now serving on the same committee as a person who is dangerous, unhinged, a white supremacist, as you know, whose own family says he needs to be prosecuted, okay? The reason why this man was so dismissive of, he literally put Paul Gosar next to him so that he could troll AOC in real time. Because he knows she can't say a name. She's not allowed to name a name. I mean, it is unbelievably dangerous what they're doing. And, you know, I guess you can kind of see what's going on and what their plan is. Because, you know, listen, you have to remember that Donald Trump is the person who said, okay, on January 6th to the Secret Service that he wanted the magnetometers, he wanted the mags. Remember the testimony of, what was her name? You know who I'm talking about, right? And she testified that Donald Trump said he wanted the mags down because those people with guns weren't there to hurt him, right? He wanted the people who were armed to be welcomed to the site where he was giving the January 6th speech, okay? And he was saying, take the mags down. They're not here to hurt us. This is what Lauren Boebert knows. This is what Gohmert knows. This is what Biggs knows. I mean, you know what's really crazy? Mo Brooks, the one that said today is the day we take down names and kick some ass, he was wearing a Kevlar vest that day, okay? He was literally wearing a bulletproof vest that day because he knew that Donald Trump had asked this crowd to come and that they would come armed because he knew who they were. He knew that they were Proud Boys and Oath Keepers and 3%ers and militia, you know, and military guy. Yeah, he understood what he was doing. So Mo Brooks decided he needed to wear Kevlar that day underneath that yellow windbreaker of his, right? So, I mean, this is what they've done now. They've taken the magnetometers down, and they won yesterday, you know, this vote in the Natural Resources Committee to be allowed to bring guns, firearms, to the House committee rooms, passed. It passed because, you know, Democrats are in the minority, and when you're in the minority, you're the minority on all the committees, all the committees. What's so fascinating is that they decided to bring this up in the Natural Resources Committee hearing, and they passed it. They passed the ability for people to, you know, I guess, negotiate in committees at the point of a gun. And they're all wearing AR-15 pins to signify to each other, don't shoot me, I'm one of you. Right? I mean, they're making a complete violent, chaotic place. And they didn't even wait like 2 weeks to do it out of the House of Representatives. I mean, did anybody really believe that when they were telling you that they were running to solve the immigration crisis, the border crisis, remember? That you needed to elect them because they needed to tackle the border crisis. They needed to tackle crime. They needed to tackle inflation, which, by the way, is being tackled without them. I don't know if you saw the jobs report today. It was magnificent. It was stunning, which indicates that inflation, while it's on its way down, still too high, but on its way down, is not causing a recession, right? It's a soft landing. But this is what they decided to do. Guns.
This is the Randy Rhoads Show. To speak with Randy, dial 561-270-3844. That's 561-270-3844.
I believe he is dangerous, unhinged, and reckless. And these are the people who want to have guns in the hearing rooms. Huh. What, as a security expert, is wrong with that, Director Brennan?
Just about everything, Nicole. I find it surreal that we're having this conversation.
Right?
I feel that since the Republicans took over the House, we're being brought down the rabbit hole, and we've arrived at the Star Wars bar, and everybody is armed or wants to be armed now. This is just absurd on its face. But it's clear that the Republicans are trying to appeal to the MAGA crowd. And it's not just an embrace of the Second Amendment. I think what they're trying to do is to show their embrace of a gun culture in this country, which I think Representative Boebert mentioned in terms of trying to increase, in fact, the number of individuals who own guns here. But it's sending a signal domestically and internationally, I think, that we're a society that is out of control, that the members of Congress need to be bringing these firearms into the committee hearing rooms, which is, again, very unnecessary. If there needs to be additional security, you should have law enforcement officers and security details increased and enhanced. Oh, but to allow these individuals to be able to bear arms in those committee rooms, some others who have spoken, I am concerned that if another crisis like January 6th were to develop, I wonder which side some of these individuals would be on. And I do not trust having them, aside from just the potential for an inadvertent discharge, you know, as more and more people are carrying weapons, but they shouldn't, in fact, have individual members of Congress bringing those weapons, loaded weapons, into committee rooms. Absolutely unnecessary and absurd.
I mean, the visuals former CIA Director Brennan just gave me that will be in my permanent Rolodex forever, they're just disgusting. It's gross. I mean, just imagine Ted Cruz having an accidental discharge. Oh, even grosser, Paul Gosar having an accidental discharge. This is now in my permanent Rolodex. Okay, I can't continue. I cannot live like this. Also, he's telling you that the House of Representatives has become the Star Wars bar. Okay, I mean, you could hear the music in the background. It's not a clown show anymore. It's a panoply of the universe's greatest offenders, okay? It is a smorgasbord of creatures who have descended upon our capital and think that alcohol, tobacco, and firearms are a great weekend. Oh, no, I didn't make that up. I wish I did. You can't make this stuff up. No, you can't. Listen.
ETF. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. In Western Colorado, we call that a fun weekend. But DC bureaucrats have used this agency to infringe on the rights of the American people.
Oh, please go to Durango. Please just go back there. Something has happened to her brain in the altitude. I don't even understand. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms for her are a fun weekend. She thinks it's a fun. So then go do it. Go do it on your fun weekend. Why do you have to bring it to the House of Representatives? I mean, I honestly, I don't know. But she's the one who said alcohol, tobacco, and firearms to her sound like fun. Well, there's never an egg timer around when you need one. There's a story in the paper today about some miscreant who was beating his wife, slapping her around, pulling her hair, drinking, getting, you know, good and drunk in Lauren Boebert's hood, okay? Some guy on Friday night in Fremont County, he was beating his wife, okay? He got into a physical fight with her. He had punched her, slapped her, pulled her hair, and then he started drinking. Swear to God. And then he started drinking. And, you know, he was just pounding down the bourbon. And his dad, this is really sick, okay? His dad was asleep in the bedroom. And Mr. Tippett here, the guy that was beaten, slapping and, pulling his wife's hair and then started drinking, walked into his dad's bedroom and decided his dad was a bad dad. His dad was an absentee dad. I don't know why he was in the house sleeping, but he had all this, animosity and resentment for his dad and shot his dad in the back of the head and killed him. Then he proceeded to get in his car and drive to the liquor store to get even more bourbon and drove across Colorado. Because alcohol, tobacco, and firearms are fun together in Colorado, where Lauren Boebert is from. I mean, honestly, and here's another story that when you put them side by side, I mean, there's three that are like right next to each other in front of me, and they're creepy when you just lay them out like this. That's why I do it. You have Lauren Boebert saying that ATF is alcohol, tobacco, and firearms is a fun weekend. You have the story of this Colorado man who was beating his wife, then got drunk, then shot his father in the back of the head, then went to the liquor store, got more liquor, and drove across Colorado. And then you have a story about the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals with two Trump appointees out of the three judges on the Fifth Circuit that heard this case decided yesterday that men or women, doesn't matter, that spousal abusers, okay, people who beat their wives, people who have restraining orders, you know, by presenting a court with probable cause that this person will beat their wife or husband yet again, and the court, having found probable cause to believe that, has issued a restraining order against that boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, okay, to keep them separated, okay, The court found that that should not bar somebody from being able to buy a gun. Seriously. Here we are, all busy trying to close what we call the boyfriend loophole. Here we are, toiling away, trying to get legislation passed that would say that if there's a restraining order that's been issued for you to restrain you from being near somebody that you have been physically violent with prior, upon a showing of probable cause that not only you did it, but that you will do it again, and the court then issues a restraining order, we're saying that that should bar you from getting a, what, you know, red flag laws and stuff like that there, right? The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals heard this case and decided that that should not bar you from being able to get, buy, and carry a gun. A showing to a court that you are violent, a showing to a court that you have been violent, that you will beat somebody, that you have pulled somebody's hair, that you have slapped somebody, that you have kicked somebody, that you have abused somebody, that you have beaten somebody and threatened somebody, should not bar you from being able to buy a gun. And then the third story, the one that's next to that one, is this one, which is really, really, really interesting. Donald Trump, apparently, who's using his own social media platform, Truth Social, as you know, which nobody is on, okay? Nobody. For compares, okay, when Trump was on Twitter, he had 80 million followers. 80 million. On Truth Social, I think he's got five or some, you know, real tiny fraction of that. But anyway, he decided to go on Truth Social after he was barred from Twitter. Although Twitter has said, you're welcome to come back. He hasn't tweeted. Somebody on Twitter reposted his Truth Social message. The Truth Social message said that he wants his supporters to get, quote, locked and loaded and physically fight for him in 2024 in the presidential election coming up. And people started retweeting that from Truth Social to get the eyeballs that they wanted on it because nobody's on Truth Social, okay? And so some guy at Free Texas 1776 retweeted it and said, then they will have to figure out how to fight 80 million people plus. It's not going to happen again. People my age and old will physically fight for him this time. What have we got to lose? I'll donate the rest of my time here on this planet to do it. And I know many others who feel the same. They got my six and we are locked and loaded. I don't know what that means exactly, but that's what he posted when he retweeted Trump's request for his supporters to get locked and loaded and to physically fight for him. Now, I don't even know if it's legal for somebody to incite violence in this manner, but it's on. Adam Kinzinger said, this is sick, sick, sick. Is it even legal to invite this kind of stuff? And I'll say the former FBI agent Peter Strzok, he also shared this screenshot of it on his Twitter account, and he said, just a normal sign of a well-functioning democracy. And there's Lauren on the floor of the House saying that, you know, she doesn't trust the ATF. Everybody needs to have a gun, wearing a pin in the shape of a semi-automatic weapon.
Mary had a little
man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me. Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
I'm not going to tell people what you said when the number came out.
It was a bad word. I said a bad word, which is rare for me, because I was so surprised. 517,000 jobs added. That is, you're right, more than double what we had thought. And you look in these numbers, there are revisions all along the way. You can see that December was revised higher. You can see that just about every month was revised higher. So where they got it a little bit off, it was because they undercounted This is a very, very strong job market. And the unemployment rate, 3.4%, ticked down just a tiny bit. The government pointing out that since the beginning of 2022, there's been no real meaningful change in what is nearly a 50-year low for the unemployment rate. And the government also points out that the hiring was always was widespread, led by leisure and hospitality, which, as you know, is a part of the economy that has been booming as people have, like, shook off 3 years of kind of restraint and now want to spend on experiences. They want to go out. So this is a really strong number. This is not what you would expect after 8 interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve. You know, the Fed chief, Jerome Powell and company, would like to see this market cooling off. It doesn't show signs of cooling off here. Wage growth, 4.4%. That's a little bit lighter than December, but it's still showing wage gains for workers.
Wage gains for workers, jobs being added. This is what you call a soft landing, okay? This is not a recession. This is the lowest unemployment rate we've seen since 1969. It was the summer of 69, I swear to God. May of 1969 was the last time we had unemployment at 3.4%. It's just incredible. And, you know, no thanks to Republicans who have done absolutely nothing. They have done zero. They have argued about guns. They have argued about socialism. They have argued about whether or not to say the Pledge of Allegiance a second time in the day. I mean, they had to have 15 votes to pick a Speaker of the House. These people are just the worst at governing, the worst. And this is what they're supposed to be doing. This is what they ran to do. This is what they felt so compelled to raise millions of dollars to do. And they can't do it. They don't know how to do it, okay? They have no plan at all. And you know, the lying from them, the lying is just, it's legion, it's legendary, it's exponential. It's just endless, and it's boring at this point. But they said, you know, you need to vote for us because crime is out of control. They said, you need to vote for us because we need to get the border under control. They said, vote for us because we need to do something on inflation. They said, vote for us because we need to do something on health care. They said, vote for us because we need to balance the budget. They've done nothing that even indicates that they're interested in any of those things. They spent their whole time in the majority thus far, picking a speaker, arguing about socialism, arguing about the Pledge of Allegiance, arguing about whether or not you get to bring guns into the committee rooms, and pretty much elevating pathological liars, people who have no ability to govern, or, you know, said things about Jewish space lasers, or, you know, listen, George Santos, this was like the perfect height of irony yesterday. Okay. So, you know, and they kicked Ilhan Omar, Adam Schiff, and Eric Swalwell off their committees. Okay. This is what they've accomplished. This is what they've accomplished. As we've been trying to put the pandemic behind us, get money in people's pockets, lower the cost of prescription drugs, do something about gun violence, and then only to have the Fifth Circuit Court come behind us and say, oh, no, we don't see where a restraining order for somebody who's been shown to be violent toward their loved ones should be a barrier to gun ownership or gun possession. We don't see where those two things are mutually exclusive. Anyway, we're trying to solve our problems. And they're very busy kicking Ilhan Omar off of the Foreign Affairs Committee. So now she's going to be on the Budget Committee. Yay, well done, Republicans. That solves everything. But the idea that they went to the floor with George Santos and allowed George Santos, who lied. Okay, remember Ilhan Omar 4 years ago said that support for Israel was all about the Benjamins. This is why 4 years ago, she said this is why yesterday she had to be kicked off the Foreign Affairs Committee, because 4 years ago she said that. She said that. So she said that lobbyists lobbied the U.S. government on foreign policy for money. Wow, that's shocking. See, that's why I don't find it, to be anything, that was worthy of what they did to her yesterday. Really, I don't. because I point it out all the time. Everything's for sale in this country, including foreign policy. Everything's for sale. Everything. Clean air is for sale. Clean water is for sale. Jobs are for sale. You know, where you get a plant built is for sale, right? It's all for sale. Anyway, this is what they... But they allowed George Santos, who said that his mother and his father had fled the Holocaust, or his grandparents fled, you know, escaped from the Holocaust and moved to Brazil, and that he was a Jew. But then when he said that he's not really a Jew, he's Jewish. I mean, and they let him have his 5 minutes in the House yesterday, professing his deep, deep, undying love for Jews.
Mr. Speaker, today I rise to congratulate my colleagues on voting to remove Representative Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee.
What is
the passage of H.R. 76 sends a strong message that we support Israel and the Jewish community. I urge the 118th Congress to now stand together, proudly upholding every single American, no matter race, pedigree, religion, nor creed, as any less American than their neighbor. That Jewish Americans are patriotic Americans, and that we all have a role in fighting bigotry and anti-Semitism in our country. We must make sure that the House of Representatives reflects such principles as a united body.
Okay, first of all, what is that outfit? Okay, I find that offensive. I thought we couldn't bear arms in Congress, but anyway, I digress. Everybody's, and that's another thing that the Republicans are very big on is dictating what women can wear to work. Okay, it's a big thing. And you can't bear arms in Missouri, and you can't bear arms in Florida. But apparently, Lauren Boebert can go to Congress in a tight neon pink sleeveless dress and advocate for guns, And George Santos can show up looking like that after he lied about his heritage and advocate for his love for the Jews. Oh, it's a clown show there. It is the Star Wars bar. It really, I was listening to him advocate for, my peeps. And I'm like, don't you have some puppies to kick or something like that? You remember, this is a guy who stole money from a GoFundMe to save a Navy veteran who was homeless's service dog, literally stole the money for the vet bills to pay the vet bills for a Navy vet's service dog. Oh my God. When you are taking your moral direction from George Santos, you're effed, okay? I don't even want to candy coat that one. This is like the height of irony. Really, it's an amazing thing. George Santos with his love for the Jews. I tell you, I just cannot believe that they told their voters that they cared about anything to do with the economy, that they cared about anything to do with inflation, that they cared about the border, that they cared about crime, that they cared about health care, that they cared about any of the things they said. You need to vote for us because we'll get... This is what they've spent their time doing. Now they want to shut down the government. Now they're just like, shut it down. Close it up. Default. We don't care. That's what we want. I mean, they're saying it out loud.
TV!
All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
Is there any scenario in which you could see yourself voting for the debt limit?
No, not really.
Then there could be a default then.
There could, but I voted to shut it down under Trump as well. I think we were reckless then, and we're going to be reckless again, and it will never stop.
It sounds like you're prepared to go over the cliff if you have to.
Over the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it down.
Oh, my God. Mr. Mutton Chops there from Tennessee wants to shut it down, go over the cliff, just deadbeat the nation, just default it. I mean, they make no bones about it. They're into complete and utter destruction. It's all that's why you see a balloon in the sky. They're like, shoot it down. Shoot it. Okay, we have a problem at the border. We need comprehensive immigration reform. They're like, shoot them. you know, people are we had a pandemic. Shoot the people. Shoot them, the ones that were. I mean, it's so interesting because these are the people that had definite opinions on what you could and couldn't wear on your face, right? No masks. Masks were bad. But now they want to dictate what I should be able to wear to work. I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is. We had inflation and gas prices were high. Now gas prices are lower. And so they've moved on to socialism. What? They have no budget. You understand they have no plan. They have nothing. Now, I will tell you this real simple. I know everybody is trying to drill this into your head because it needs to be in there as a very accessible retort to the debt ceiling. Well, we can't keep spending like this. That has nothing to do with the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling is to pay for things that since George Washington until now have been appropriated by Congress and previous presidents. It has nothing to do with new spending. Okay? The debt of the United States of America, first of all, is mentioned in the Constitution. It shall not be questioned. And the debt that the United States has goes back to George Washington all the way to now. That's what's, you know, on the table, whether or not we're going to pay that bill for that spending. That's already happened. Now, the budget talks would be the place where, if the Republicans were concerned about deficit spending going forward, the budget would be the place to address. But they don't have a plan for that either, okay? They don't have a plan for any of it.
We're still waiting for them to put forward a spending plan so we can debate it. Show us your plan. Instead, they bring to the floor of the House of Representatives today a resolution on socialism.
Socialism.
To condemn some dictators that we all condemn. But understand, the goal of this phony, fake, and fraudulent resolution is just to somehow provide cover for extreme MAGA Republicans to try to undermine an agenda that is designed to lift up the health, safety, and well-being of the American people. Why do we know this? Because going all the way back to the days of FDR, through Harry Truman, into President Kennedy, through President Johnson, all the way up until President Clinton and President Obama, and President Biden. They've called things like Social Security socialism, Medicare socialism. Extreme MAGA Republicans have called public education socialism, Medicaid socialism, the Affordable Care Act socialism, the American Rescue Plan socialism.
Everything that benefits taxpayers, everything that benefits ordinary Americans in their world is to be condemned as socialism. Everything. Everything. So here we are trying to, you know, get the child tax credit re-upped. Here we are trying to get, you know, people child care so that they can go to work and not worry about their children at home, right? It's all socialism. Everything about it is socialism. It's just anything that helps an ordinary person is socialism. This is what they spent the entire week doing. Arguing about this, arguing about the Pledge of Allegiance, arguing about guns on the House floor, kicking Ilhan Omar off of a committee for an anti-Semitic remark saying that lobbyists get money, and it's all about money for lobbyists who lobby on foreign policy issues, which it is. I mean, she told the truth. Let's just face facts. But Marjorie Jewish Space Laser Green is on a committee. Paul Gosar, who's a white supremacist, is on a committee. Santos, who is a world heavyweight champion liar, isn't being condemned by his own party. At all. They're arguing for him, going, well, he's innocent until proven guilty. Why should we take him off committees? He's innocent until proven guilty. The man stole money from a homeless veteran who he did a GoFundMe for to pay the vet bills for his sick service dog and stole the money. How low can you go? And also was the head of a Ponzi scheme. Just saying. Andy in California.
Oh, Randy. Hey, listen, I was just thinking about Marge talking about that.
Large Marge? Yeah.
Do they show all of these hearings every single day on C-SPAN?
Yes.
So you can watch. So I don't know if anybody responded to her when she was trying to pretend to be the poor, stupid person's Katie Porter. Oh, you know, $5.1 billion. Oh, no, no.
To an elementary school in Illinois.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Modova. Oh, please. Of course that money is going for CRT. I mean.
So nobody says anything to her after that?
Oh, and like, from her own party?
What are you talking about,
Mark? She was forced to, through her spokesperson, put out a correction that she misspoke. That's the extent of it.
Oh, all right.
Right.
But you can see this whole thing on C-SPAN.
Oh, yeah. C-SPAN 1, just for people who are deep into it, C-SPAN 1 is the House, C-SPAN 2 is the Senate, and C-SPAN 3 are hearings.
All right.
It's
well,
the key
you.
That unlocks the door to C-SPAN watching.
I think I'm going to become a groupie.
I'm telling you, you're going to become a little C-SPAN crackhead. Nobody's going to want to be around you. Nobody's going to want to come near you when you're doing it.
That's, what's different?
Yeah, right. I know.
I'm already there. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. So don't feel alone. We don't have to be incels. See, now what is it with incels? Because nobody wants to sleep with them. They get to be violent. I don't understand. Nobody wants to be with me either. I'm totally cool with it. I watch C-SPAN. Do you know what I mean? Read a book. No, they have to film themselves being angry in their cars before they go on a murder spree. Because nobody wants to do them, really? I got news for you. Join the club. Join the club. Not a bad way to live.
Connect. To speak to Randy, call 561-270-3844. 561-270-3844.
Did somebody say Katie Porter?
This is how much Social Security adds to our national deficit. Zero.
Oh.
Nothing.
Oh, what happened to her? What happened? Oh, come on.
This is how much Social Security adds to our national deficit. Zero. Nothing.
Oh, I know what happened. It didn't transfer. The whole thing didn't transfer. From Sean's computer to mine.
Yeah, it showed you it's good in the thumbnail, but it didn't make the transfer, so yeah.
Exactly. But, oh, it was brilliant. I mean, all she's trying to tell you is that Social Security doesn't add to the deficit. Period. End of story. So why are they after it? Because it's a tranche of money. Just so you know, they want to steal it, okay? They want to steal the Social Security Trust Fund. They also want to steal the Medicare Trust Fund. Hence their distaste and denouncement of all things socialist. Because they know better.
She's got a new book coming out. I can't wait.
Oh, I love her. I really do. So anyway, you know, it's going to be a very crowded field. It's, I have to say, you know, listen, I just want to say that Katie Porter, Adam Schiff, I believe. I don't know if Eric Swalwell. I mean, just about anybody from California, everyone in California. I think all 44 million people in California are running for Dianne Feinstein's seat. And Dianne Feinstein hasn't retired yet. Maybe Tom Brady could give her a little call. Maybe he could. Because, you know, Tom Brady, this went by like that, like in a blink of an eye. Tom Brady put out, what was that? Was it a TikTok? Was it an Instagram? Was it a Facebook? I don't even know what it was, a Twitter. He put out a little video saying, listen, You only get one shot at retiring, and already did that. Been there, done that. And then I came back, right? He said, but now I'm really retiring. Now I'm really, really retiring. And, you know, I'm really, really, really done. Well, he was definitely past his peak, but, you know, maybe he could, I think, still do his job, which I wish Dianne Feinstein would, you know, take the note. Just saying. So he leaves behind. Tom Brady does, you know, I don't even know how many NFL records. I don't even know how many, like 1,465.
Every single meaningful passing record, yards, touchdowns, completions, touchdowns of the playoffs, rings, championship rings, the whole deal, all the important ones.
Which will now all be claimed by George Santos. Just saying. George Santos will say that he's the record holder. George Santos will say he's the pass, you know, the passing, you know, champion. 89-year-old Dianne Feinstein, she would refuse to retire even if her job was to quarterback the Buccaneers. Just saying. So, I don't know. But, you know, Tom Brady could play football till he was 89 and still be better at his job than Kevin McCarthy, that's for sure. But anyway, I digress because my thumbnail showed me that there was a video there that really wasn't there. Just saying. Okay, Brother David.
Oh, sister.
Hey.
It's a frozen, fractious, frenzied Fraggle Rock Friday.
Oh, you're in Michigan. How freaking cold is it? Just so I could feel better about it.
15 degrees and dropping. Yeah, and the Northeast is about to experience some real severe pain that's going to make the bumbo thing that happened at Christmas look like a tea party. It's not pretty what's happening.
What is it?
Like it could get down to minus 65 in some parts of the Atlantic Northeast, maybe even to 100 with wind chill factor in.
Can we give that to China?
Wouldn't that be great? Real quick, as I said on the chat room, hi chat room.
Hi.
Miss Representative Santos in what he was wearing on that clip you played.
What is that outfit? My God.
It dignified his drag photos. And that's saying, it's all wrong, shockingly wrong.
It's all shockingly wrong. It was just so, I mean, listen, I'm no fashion, Nista. Right.
Yeah.
I'm not. But I know a fashion crime when I see one.
And it was just wrong, just bad. No,
I believe that should be a felony in Florida. I mean, if they're going to, you know, start, you know, policing my outfits, then, you know, I want that one on the poster.
I think so. As for perjury traitor Groan, just the fact of her being on any committee is enough to make my eyes roll back in my head. And then there's Lauren, who not only does she get to bear her arms, but she's going to want to arm bears. Everyone have a gun. Guns, everyone, guns everywhere.
Get our numbers up, boys and girls, she actually said. When she was telling the people of the United States on the floor of the House of Representatives that 4% of the Earth's population, which would be Americans, own 46% of the firearms in the world, she decided that that was a piss poor showing and we needed to get our numbers up. What? I mean, obviously they're preparing for some sort of a fight at the OK Corral. I mean, listen, they do want to go out guns a-blazing.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And the thing that has always boggled my mind, way before this crew, you know, the cantina, the Star Wars cantina,
the cantina
analogy is pretty darn good.
That was good.
This alien crew descended on the house, is that if these things happen and the United States defaults, the ripple effect globally, it's going to bring everybody down one way or the other.
Well, why China is, you know, doing some sort of a surveillance, you know, to see which land they would like, you know.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to get ahead of the thing. Finally, as for the overcrowded senatorial race in Canada, I like your Tom Brady thing because he was so quick and blip and TikTok, and it was done efficiently. It made the controversial guerrilla campaign to get Andrea Riseborough an Oscar nomination look like overkill in contrast.
It was quick, yeah.
Yeah, just boom, zoom, and it's done.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rocky 2 years, sister. There's no way around it.
No.
But I still say Socialism is gorgeous girdles for everyone.
Everyone.
Not for just a few.
Thanks, David.
Mwah.
Love you. Oh, ow. You have to let me hang up first, otherwise it hurts my head. But yeah, I mean, it's just, they literally have no interest in anything but violence. And this is where they're, you know, signaling to each other, you know, wear a pin. As if I'm not going to wear a pin, okay? You know, it's so crazy, but if the way that I signal to somebody, don't shoot me, is I wear a pin in the shape of a gun, they go all crazy and ballistic, and they do become the Star Wars cantina. That's the word I was groping for. Thank you, Brother David. I put the pin on. And then they get all confused as to whether or not I need to be killed. But she has a pin. She's signaling. She's one of a... I am now the Chinese spy balloon. Okay. I swear to God, this is not going to end, you know, quietly or well. And next week is the State of the Union. I just want to remind everybody, it is the State of the Union.
This is the Randy Rhoads Show. To speak with Randy, dial 561-270-3844. That's 561-270-3844.
Bureaucrats don't create laws. Congress does. This rule functions like a law that Congress never passed. ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. We don't trust the ATF because of their overreaching actions, exactly like we're seeing with this rule. Instead of providing regulations that keep our communities safe, this agency has made our communities more dangerous by laundering weapons to the cartels. Operation Fast and Furious exposed the recklessness of the ATF, how little regard they have for the rule of law, and Americans have had a hard time viewing these agencies and its rules as legitimate. Gun-free zones are the most dangerous places in our country. The Second Amendment is absolute, and it's here to stay.
She's nuts, okay? She's nuts. Does anybody even know what she was talking about? I actually do, okay? So I'll tell you. She's talking about the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms enforcement of the 1968, yes, it's a law that was passed in 1968 that said short-barreled rifles, it's called the Gun Control Act, 1968, go look it up. Short-barreled rifles have to be registered. That's what she's having a baby about on the floor here. She's very upset in her right to bear arms and pink neon dress, which just screams, take me seriously, that the bureaucrats made a law that Congress didn't make. She's so misinformed, but of course that's who she is and it's what she does. I think the real reason she's upset is because the ATF actually put out a report yesterday that clearly tells us that crime guns are almost all legal guns, right?
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has released its most expansive report in years on gun crimes. It found more than half of the guns recovered from crime scenes in 2021 were bought within 3 years of the offense. The ATF says that suggests more legally bought guns are getting into the hands of criminals. The report also tells us about privately made firearms known as ghost guns. Federal authorities recovered more than 19,000 of them in 2021. That's more than double from the year before.
Yeah, I mean, she's just probably very upset with the ATF for actually demanding that people who have short-barreled shotguns register them as prescribed by the 1968 Gun Control Act. Because the ATF actually discovered that legally sold guns are rapidly recycled and found as being the guns that are recovered from crime scenes. And she's just freaked out. She doesn't want people to understand that what's making us not safe, what's making crime guns, is the legal sale of guns to just about anybody. And then you compare this to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals finding that previous abuse for which you are currently under a restraining order should not bar you from owning a weapon. Not in these United States, because the Second Amendment in their in her warped mind is absolute. Let's just repeat and recite what the Second Amendment says, okay? Because we know it from memory, don't we? A well-regulated militia. Oh! Isn't that captivating right from the get-go? Yeah, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the preservation. Call Roy. I know what I did. Wow. A well-regulated militia being necessary for the preservation of a free state. Oh, my ears are still ringing. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. No, it was my instant replay is what it was. It's this thing.
I'm okay.
It literally just exploded. It's done. It's fried. It's cooked.
Oh, the whole thing?
Just yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's probably $3,000. Anybody? To replace that? At least $3,000. Donate. Okay, randyroads.com/donate. Thank you. Ziggy in Alaska.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry about that sound. That must have blown your ears out.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I listen to you all the time, and I hear this word constantly, not only over the internet and all through this thing. This word that they demonize is called social. Do they understand that their paychecks are based on social money? Any tax money that gets taken in is always social money. So when I hear this word demonizing all the time by the so-called Republicans, that they're demonizing their own paychecks.
I don't follow. How is my paycheck socialism?
Well, the word social, I hear all the time being
socialism.
Demonized by,
socialism as a system of governing.
Right. Well, that's what we rely on. Our whole
so let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. I mean, if you're looking for, you know, a good example for socialism to discuss with your friends there in Alaska, do you still, my roads, my police department? Right. But do you still get that check from the oil and gas industry? How much is it?
Yeah, we do up here. Yeah, we get a dividend.
Okay. How much is your dividend?
Well, this year was like 3,000 and something.
Oh, my God.
But see, the thing is, the whole people down there in the Lower 48 should be getting a dividend from every damn corporation that took our technology that the people paid for. It should be made that they pay a dividend to the country for all that technology that we gave them to use.
Oh, I see what you mean. You know, from the military and the space exploration.
Well, all of it.
And DARPA.
Everything.
True.
That we invested in when we paid.
Well, that's another thing. Okay, we literally subsidized some companies to come by building them
we
roads.
Practically every technology that exists,
and they should pay
so why
us.
Why shouldn't we be getting a dividend for that?
That's right.
Every year, the society should be getting a dividend for all of our technology. That's our technology.
Not just technology. It's not just tech, because
some people
don't understand tech. It's too it's too out there for them. But that you know, when you have a Walmart in your neighborhood, just know that but I'm just saying that, you know, in Alaska, where it should be the easiest place in the world to have a conversation about the beauty of socialism or getting dividends back for your investment, which is capitalism, not even socialism. The best example is the money that Alaskans get. I didn't know it was up to like $3,000 a year from the oil and gas industry. Every Alaskan gets a paycheck. Every Alaskan gets a dividend from the oil and gas concerns in Alaska every single year. Well, he's right. The lower 48, we get bupkis. We get nothing. We get goose egg. We get squat. We get nothing. And we are constantly subsidizing corporations to come into our communities, or corporations to build a battery factory here, or, you know, and we get nothing for it. And that isn't even so. That's capitalism. Capitalism says that if I invest in you on the front end, that I get a dividend once you're, you know, making money on the back end. That's not even socialism. Socialism is the idea that healthcare is a human right, that it's not something, you know, for people who can afford it only. That's what socialism says. Socialism says that we're going to do things that, you know, the government is going to do things that people can't do for themselves. Like, the government is going to negotiate the price of prescription drugs in the Medicare program because you can't do it by yourself. This is what the Republicans are so against. They're so against government doing what government is supposed to do on behalf of people who can't do it by themselves. And that's all government is supposed to do. Government is supposed to do all the things that you can't do alone, right? And that's why we have public education, which they are trying to destroy. They want parents who can stay home to stay home and educate their kids, apparently in Nazi ideology, if you're in Ohio. That story was amazing. And that it really didn't resonate. People aren't really, processing that there are homeschoolers in this country that are teaching their children Nazi ideology and saying this is appropriate for elementary school children to learn. Anyway, that is their view of bad socialism, public school. Their view of bad socialism is Medicaid, which says that poor people should not die on the side of the road because they can't afford health care coverage. They're against it. And here in Florida, you'll see, beginning in May, people are going to start calling up going, I had Medicaid and now I don't, and I live in Florida. I don't understand what happened. You're getting kicked off Medicaid because they hate it. Period. Have a good weekend. I want the balloon.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.